Today's sponsor is Kids Discover. At the end of the show, I'll share how Kids Discover drives inquiry-based learning in history, science, and ELA elementary and middle school classrooms. Hey, this is episode 131, The Power of a Plant in Schools.
The 10-Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today.
Stephen Ritz is with us today, finalist for the 2015 Global Teacher Prize, a very excited, amazing person who really has a green classroom. Stephen, describe for us what you've done in your classroom.
In the poorest congressional district in America, in the least healthy county of all of New York State, in the largest stretch of public housing, in a 100-plus-year-old building, we are growing food, and I mean tons of it. 50,000 pounds of vegetables, and 50,000 pounds of vegetables later, my favorite crop is organically grown citizens, graduates, members of the middle class, and kids who are going to college. But I took the money from the Global Teacher Prize and created this National Health, Wellness, and Learning Center, which is a state-of-the-art facility, four stories up in a walk-up building, mind you, where we grow food, we cook, we have integrated science labs. It is net positive on food and energy. We have bicycle-powered blenders. We have a clean green Bronx machine mobile classroom kitchen. We have solar generators, bicycle blenders, bicycle-powered kitchens, a TV studio. And it's all low-cost, replicable. And of course, there are our incredible tower gardens where we are growing food in a food-insecure community using 90% less water, 90% less space, and sending home 100 bags of groceries per week, aligned to content area instruction and Common Core next generation science standards.
Wow. Now you have a book called The Power of the Plant, which is going to help our teachers who are completely overwhelmed and have their jaw on the floor be able to do this. Because is there something that an average everyday teacher can do? Because this seems so much.
Well, nobody can do everything, but everyone can do something. And that is the mantra and the premise behind my book, The Power of a Plant, A Teacher's Odyssey to Grow Healthy Minds and Schools. And literally realized 6 years ago, I was over 300 pounds myself. So The Power of a Plant really talks about so many things, but getting specifically to the book will make you laugh. The book will make you cry. Realize I started teaching in 1984 when New York City and the South Bronx was in shambles and burnt to a crisp. So it highlights my odyssey, if you will, across pedagogy, across scaling, across dealing with administration, again, about dealing with your own personal tragedies and conflicts and challenges within the teaching profession. So it's 100% inspiration, 100% perspiration, but it is a blueprint. It also has a growing guide, all kinds of suggestive tools. It has letters from students, letters from teachers. 45 luminaries have blurbed the book. And really, it's designed for one thing, to help you make epic happen in your personal life, in your professional life, and in every single community you serve. So as we like to say in the South Bronx, si se puede. Yes, we can. If I can, you can. And that's the purpose of this book, The Power of a Plant. In fact, it comes with a double your money back guarantee. If you buy the book and don't like it, I'll buy it back for twice the price. And all the proceeds are being donated to public education. So this is an opportunity for all of us to pay it forward and celebrate the profession that we all know and love.
So, Stephen, could you take me through what they'll do in a day with you?
That's a great question. We believe that the art and science of growing vegetables aligned to content area instruction grows healthy students, healthy schools, and high-performing, resilient communities. So in the course of a day, you will come into this lab where there are 25 periods of weekly classroom instruction, plus before school, lunchtime, after school, and weekend programming. And you will get thematic science programming aligned to next generation science standards. We do all the ratio, proportion, statistics, and measuring aligned to seed propagation. So we touch on math. We touch on literacy, making prediction, doing measurements, if-then conditional statements, the whole art of ordinal direction of prediction. Then we do a whole lot of science. We do a whole lot of cooking. And then this classroom is aligned to 25 periods of in-class content area instruction. So We believe that the art and science of growing vegetables and taking a garden and putting it at the heart of school in a classroom indoors is not a Band-Aid, so to speak, but is a whole school solution. We are not an add-on. We are a whole school program that really teaches children in food insecure communities how to grow food, gets parents involved, brings parents in and aligns it. Believe it or not, next week we are meeting with the State University of New York to create K through 20 programming. Because the one thing about food and plants, without all of it, we'd all be naked and hungry. And that's not a thought that looks good on radio or sounds good either.
Okay. Now, so I'm a farmer's daughter. I grew up on a farm. I'm trying to figure out when are the kids working in the garden? Because, you know, growing plants is actually very hard work, as you know.
Well, we have an indoor garden and an outdoor garden. So the outdoor garden is done after school. And not that I am anti-soil. I am pro-soil and pro-garden time. But I'm also very pro-instructional time. And during the school day, our plants, our garden is indoors using aeroponic systems known as a tower garden, where the plants are literally growing themselves. The only thing that's not happening is that they don't take care of themselves. So the children take care of them, but no school uniforms are ruined. I have reading to plant programs. I have leaf monitors, pH patrol, you name it, kids taking care of plants and document, collecting data, aggregating data, talking about it, discussing it. And we grow tremendous volumes of food. So deciding what we're going to do with that food, what we're going to do with the profits that we sell. Those are the kinds of collegial and professional conversations that really dictate a productive and proactive, healthy school culture and climate. And it's being evidenced in our test scores, our school report card, our teacher retention, our teacher satisfaction, our ability to attract new, young, dynamic teachers who love coming to school in this state-of-the-art facility. And that's what we do. So kids are in here literally from about 7 in the morning. Another set will be coming in here soon until 7 at night. We have about anywhere on any given day, 50 to 100 kids showing up after school to garden outside in one of the most productive soil gardens in all of New York City, in the heart of the housing projects, I might add. And we do cooking programs, TV shows. We have our Green Bronx Machine Mobile Classroom Kitchen, which is a state-of-the-art food truck on wheels for a fraction of the cost, which goes classroom to classroom. So it's not only teaching kids to have food, it's teaching them what to do with it, giving parents access to it, giving grandparents access to it, and flooding our community with a whole new set of options aligned to health, wellness, and 21st century college and career readiness.
Given us so much, and it's so very exciting. Could you give us a 30-second pep talk to every teacher out there listening about what they can do today?
The secret sauce to all of my success is three things: passion, purpose, and hope. And I believe that passion, purpose, and hope will get you close. And sometimes you just need to take that endless leap of faith to get to the finish line. But teachers, don't be afraid to fail. If anyone has perfected failing in life, it is me. But I have some hard buttocks. I bounce up quickly and I keep falling up the ladder of success saying, please, thank you, have a nice day. And how can we work to make things better? And that's what this is all about. Growing the next generation of healthy students, healthy teachers, healthy schools, and healthy communities.
Well, teachers, what we've heard is truly remarkable. Please go to the show notes. We're giving away a book, Power of a Plant. And, you know, I've known Stephen for quite some time, and he always amazes me of how much he's doing and how much we all need to be doing to be going green in our schools. Today's show sponsor is Kids Discover. Kids Discover is doing awesome things to drive inquiry-based learning. Check out coolcatteacher.com/discover and see how the Kids Discover online platform lets students enter discovery mode. This fun visual tool lets kids explore 150 different science and social studies units for elementary and middle school learners. And while they can explore a wide variety of topics from the U.S. Constitution to ecology in ancient China, I also like that you can assign these nonfiction texts at 3 different lexiles to support what you're doing in the classroom. Go to coolcatteacher.com/discover and get started for free. They support single sign-on with Google and Clever. That's coolcatteacher.com/discover and really drive inquiry-based learning in your middle and elementary school classroom with some incredible nonfiction texts.
Thank you for listening to the 10-Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.